Hello, this is Reverend Leslie here, and I'm bringing you your audio service for this weekend. And we're going to be reflecting on a story from Luke 21, which is where Jesus talks about the destruction of the temple and the signs of the end times. So let us spend a moment just sitting and reflecting on our week. Let us think about the good things that have been happening for us. Maybe just take a moment to give thanks for those good things. And then also bring to mind those things which have been more challenging. There may have been things that we have said or done that we regret. Let us just hold those things before God and ask for his forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us and answering our prayers. Amen. So welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace and mercy and peace be with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for all of us. And we're now going to turn to our reading from the Gospel of Luke. So I'm reading to you from Luke chapter 21, beginning to read at verse 5. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned and with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines and pestilence in various places, and fearful events and great signs in the heavens. But before all this, they will seize you and they will persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison. And you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me. Not a hair on your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I saw the reading for this Sunday, I was quite excited because it talks about earthquakes, and I've just experienced one in Cyprus. The ground turned to jelly and we felt like we were sort of floating on the sea. It was very unnerving. And as we know, earthquakes can level whole towns, including temples. Fortunately, the one that we experienced in Cyprus just made it very, very uncomfortable for a few minutes, but no one was actually harmed. In our reading, the people were admiring the beauty of the temple. Jesus surprised them by saying, "All these stones will be thrown down." His words were not only about the building, but about something deeper. He was shaking them out of their comfort and reminding them that nothing in this world lasts forever. Jesus was not speaking about walls and stones alone, but about the changes that shake our hearts and our lives. Temples are not only made of stone. You see, we build our own temples. Temples that can be our lives, our families, our communities, our parishes, maybe an institution that we work with or live within. We all have those temples. Some of those temples are given to us, and others we build for ourselves. Sometimes our temples are about people or places, maybe about our values or beliefs, or even dreams that give us meaning and direction and security. And we do depend on them. But what happens when they begin to fall apart? When that happens, we can feel lost and confused. Change pushes us into the unknown, doesn't it? We start worrying about the future and asking, what will happen now? What should I do? But Jesus asks us to stay faithful in the present moment, in the here and the now. Another thing that can happen when our temples fall, we can look for someone to blame. It's easy to just give up, lose hope, blame others. We may become angry or think it is God's punishment on us because we've done something wrong. Our reaction might also be to try and fix things a little bit too quickly, or maybe try to rebuild what used to be. But maybe that's not what's needed. But Jesus shows us another way, and he says, do not be led astray, stand firm. And then he invites us to stay calm and stay steady and not to let fear control us. Jesus asks us to trust that God is with us even when life feels very uncertain. You see, God is in the ruins of our temples. And if we cannot find God in the ruins, we will not find God anywhere. Jesus calls us to stay faithful and to stay patient, to believe that God is present in the pain and the loss and the changes of life, even when everything seems broken. God is at work creating something very new. And in the rubble of our fallen temples, there is something that we can offer God too. We can offer God our endurance, our faith, our patience. To God, endurance and faith and patience are like gems in the rubble. And slowly God takes those fallen stones of our lives and helps us to rebuild them. Stone by stone, God restores what was broken and brings beauty out of what seemed ruined. A new temple rises, shaped by God's love and also by his grace. And in time, we will realise that we no longer need to hold on to what was. We ourselves will become the temple of God. That is the story worth telling, the story of how God meets us in the ruins of our lives and begins to rebuild what we cannot without God's help. Let me finish with an anecdote, a story actually from World War One, which seems quite appropriate considering last weekend was Remembrance Sunday. You see, there is a beautiful cathedral in Reims in France, and it was bombed very, very badly and left in ruins. and for years it stood as a broken reminder of what was lost. Yet the people of Reims, didn't abandon it. Stone by stone, they rebuilt it patiently and lovingly. Today, that very cathedral shines again, more beautiful than before. God often does the same with our lives. Amen. I'm now going to read the words of the Creed to us, to you. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We're now going to have a time of reflection and prayer. Let us begin our prayers by quietly naming those who we love and maybe have concern for today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now let us lay our own selves before God. Let us ask for God's blessing upon us to help us in our day-to-day lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We now pray for our communities, thinking about North Nibley and Wootton Under Edge, Tresham and Alderley, and all the surrounding villages. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the world. We pray for the places where there is conflict. We pray for those places that are suffering famine, floods, fear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our governments, our leaders, those who can make a difference. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And we now lay before you the names of those who have recently died. We particularly remember Carol and the death of her husband, Ray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And let us join together in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we'll finish with the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.